doing whatever. I mean, that it's true.
People complain. No, we don't.
Got it. I got it. Okay, we're alive. We were in Tosfos. Let me get... So we last finished with Rashi, with Tosfos' attack on Rashi. And that Tosfos v'nir lefarish. Who would like to read? Who would like to read? A volunteer? Somebody? Anybody? Anybody? Some of the guys don't even get the line. Okay. Anyway. Lamb? Lamb? Good. How many people understood that line? Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay, I just want to make sure you understood. Okay. Yes, okay, good. I didn't know if this... Okay. What's that? Venera Lafarish. I don't have such great bakias, it's true, but... Okay, my wife and son made me watch that movie, so... Fair enough, go ahead.
What line is it?
It's the fourth wide line. Venera Lafarish. Ari, go ahead.
Venera Lafarish. The Haka Ari B'tan Gomer. The Bekachim Asar Mikra Lechadas.
Okay. So Tosfos says, no, you know what? Tam Kikar means Mamish Tam Kikar. None of this Tam colors Tam cold. Who? It's real. And it's Asar by Kachim, only by Chatas, and the same thing is Asar by Chulin as well. Why? Because the Mikra, the Pasuk of Mishras, the whole Mishras Anovim Lo Yishter. Okay. Fine. Go ahead. What's Tosfos' problem?
He's saying, well, now then, why don't want to read? What's the point? What is Rava saying? We're learning Tam Kikar as an exception to Kachim,
but it's not just Kachim, it's Chulin as well. So he says he says Kachim, it doesn't mean Kachim, but there's still a problem. If that's what you say, then what in fact have we learned? This is the question we talked about before Shir. Okay, fine. So you're telling me, in other words, what did we think we were discussing on the topic of Shishim and Meah? We thought we'd be discussing Tam Kikar. Well, sort of. Now Rava turns around and says, Zeu heter haba mechlal iser, says what? That Zeh, by Zerah b'sheila, we say Tam Kikar is the mutter. La'afuke what? La'afuke everything else where Tam Kikar is aser. Now, how would we know that Tam Kikar... So what does Tam Kikar mean? So if you want to say that Tam Kikar means that whenever it's less than Shishim u'Meah, so that and therefore you can learn to other Kachim and Chulin, once you have Shishim u'Meah, it's Mutter. By Zeroa B'Sheila, but less than Shishim u'Meah you can't. Well, what's the din by Zeroa B'Sheila? Do you have Shishim u'Meah by Zeroa B'Sheila or not? Yeah. Okay, so let's see where Tosfos is going with this. So Tosfos says as follows, and the truth is, this idea is universally echoed among the Rishonim, this notion. Go ahead. Now, so the question is, if Tam Kikar is always Usser, except for Zerah B'Sheila, and Tam Kikar means when there's less than Shishim u'Meah, but Zerah B'Sheila, you have Shishim u'Meah to be Mevatel. So Tosfos says, no. You know how you know that Tam Kikar is Mutar by Zerah B'Sheila? Because... Sometimes, ha shari the pa'amim. Wow. So this is really amazing. Tosfos claims that no, you know what? The Torah permitted Zerah B'Sheila under all circumstances. Zerah B'Sheila is always mutter. Sometimes you cook with Zerah B'Sheila, and you know what happens? Said you actually have a larger amount of Zerah in contact with the aisle that it's in contact with. And nonetheless, the Torah permits it. Now, what is that telling you? It tells you no matter how much time you have, it's still never considered Ki'ikar by Zerah B'Sheila. Now, by everything else, that would not be allowed. Why? Because when the Chachamim determined what could be learned from Zeroa B'Sheila to other things, the answer was Shishim u'Meah. Now, we got to explain something here. What's the makar that Tam Kikar might be us or otherwise? Mishras. There's another marker that says Tam Ki'ikar by Isurei Nazir. So here's what we have. We have Tam Ki'ikar is Mutar by Zerah B'Shela. Tam Ki'ikar is Asur by Mishras. Which do we learn is the Mala from according to Tosfos? What is our model for the din of Tam Ki'ikar for all other Isurim?
Mishras.
So then you got to ask yourself the question, well then, what in the world are you learning from Zerah B'Shela? You're not learning, you're telling me that you're learning everything else. Tosfos says not only Kutchin that the Gemara says Beferish, but even Chulin, you're learning from Mishras. So then what are you learning from Zerah B'Shela? What do you need Zerah B'Shela? You need Zerah B'Shela for Zerah B'Shela. But then why would the Amorayim learn it from Zerah B'Shela, Ari?
Well, also, the problem is that the only reason that we learn from Zerah B'Shela is because we doctor rejected the option that Zerah B'Shela is only Mutter because of the Zeres HaKasa. We said, no, it must be Mutter because we have Shishim Rameya.
Okay.
Tosfos is wrecking the entire
What does Tosfos mean then? After you get past this point, essentially, Tosfos is finished formulating. Now we have a lot of grinding to do. In other words, proofs, you know, answers, responses, and so on and so forth. But this is really the crux of what Tosfos says. How does Tosfos read the Gemara? So I think there's a very simple way of understanding it. Zeruah B'Shela tells you, the Torah presumably would not have permitted Zeruah B'Shela if it generally would have been, let's say, a rove, or if that were the norm. The Torah only permitted it because typically Zeruah B'Shela is Shishim Umeya. And that din, you learn from Zeruah B'Shela to all other Isurim, and Kutchim as well. However, there's a second, and that's what the Bryce, that's what the Amoraim said. They, for Shneim Lamdua Ela Mizeruah B'Shela. That when you have shishim and meah, which is the typical thing you have in Zeruah B'Shela, the normal way you cook, because you put all the food in the pot and you don't get these funny circumstances, that's what you learn. That when you have shishim and meah, all other isurim are mutter, just like Zeruah B'Shela. Kutchim, chulin, throw in the kitchen sink. However, there is a unique aspect of Zeruah B'Shela, and that is that the Torah permitted it under all circumstances. No matter what funny thing might have happened when you cooked it. Because otherwise, the Torah presumably would not, if it weren't going to permit in those cases, it wouldn't have commanded you to cook it that way and take the chance. But that's not, you know, that's happenstance. That is a chiddush. That's heter haba mechval iser. Namely, and how do you know that's heter haba mechval iser? Why not assume that that's the paradigm from which you learn that Tam Ki'ikar is mutter? Because you have another pasuk, Mishras. So Zeruah B'Shela teaches you two things. One of them stands uncontradicted by anything else. That is, namely, Zeruah B'Shela, typically the Shishim Umeya, and the Torah permitted it and mandates and so on. You have to assume the Torah might not have done that if Shishim Umeya generally were not a level where the Tam would be batel. But on top of that, there are circumstances in which Zeruah B'Shela will get far beyond Shishim, you know, far less than Shishim Umeya, and the Torah still is permitting it because otherwise, you know, it should have specified and distinguished. There, we don't learn from that paradigm to other things. Why? Because we have Mishras. And it's with respect to the Tam Ki'ikar part, not that the Shishim Umeya, that there's no Tam. In Shishim Umeya, there's no Tam. We're learning that from the model of Zeruah B'Shela. That when there's less of Shishim Umeya, that it's still Mutter, that we don't learn from Zeruah B'Shela. Why? Zeu Heter Abba Mechal Iser. Why is it Heter Abba Mechal Iser? Because we have another pasuk that teaches us Tam Ki'ikar. I'll go over that necessarily. Let me take those who did grasp it. I see there are a few nodding heads. Okay. I'll take some questions and let me go through it one more time. But again, this is one of the things, methodologically, pedagogically, I think it's absolutely imperative to emphasize, which is after a Rishon has given a Shita, you have to go back to see how he read the Gemara. Because the ultimate arbiter whether a Svara and a Shita is correct or incorrect is the Gemara. That's the ultimate arbiter, the ultimate authority of everything for us, is the text of the Gemara. And if you have to figure out how did Tosfos, how did Rashi, how did Tosfos read the Gemara. Okay, Moshe, question?
That's how you could read the Amorayim reading the Brisa on Zeu Heter Abba
Mechal Iser. That's how Tosfos says Rava's reading the Brisa, how Rava's reading the early Amoraic dialogue and the Brisa Zeu Heter Abba Mechal Iser. That's the way Tosfos understands it.
Such that Rava Shela is really the Heter Abba Mechal Iser Mishras.
Correct. Exactly. So again, there are two things that happen with a Zeruah B'Shela. When you typically cook a Zeruah B'Shela, you have Shishimun Meya in it. And obviously the reason why the Torah permits it is because in a typical case, when you cook it, there's no tam. There would be no tam. And therefore that is something that we learn to all other Isurim. That's what the Amoraim said, Kol Isurim Sherbet Torah B'Shisha Shishim, or Kol Isurim Sherbet Torah B'Meya. Now, but there is another piece of Zera B'Sheila, which is the Torah permitted it under all circumstances, even the atypical. And under the atypical circumstances, you could wind up in a situation where you even have a rove of Zeroa Keneged, the part of the aisle that it's flavoring. But that's only tam. It's not mamashus. And there, Zeroa B'Sheila, the aisle is still mutter to Azarim. So you see that what? By Zeroa B'Sheila, that in cases where you have tam keikar, it's mutter. That is heter abamachalisser. Now how do you know? Maybe that should be the paradigm. The answer is, we have another pasuk that teaches us otherwise. Mishras. Hari?
Why then wouldn't we learn Meya and Shisha from Mishras? Why wouldn't we try to find a way to learn Meya and Shisha from Mishras?
No, because Mishras just tells you tam ki ikar. It doesn't tell you when there's tam, when there isn't tam. Zeroa B'Sheila tells you, just gives you a numerical gauge as to when there is and isn't tam.
But it doesn't really.
So now you want to claim the whole thing is asmachta. But given that, believe the unbelievable just for the moment, okay, and assume that it's a real drasha. And now, how do you read Rava in this context? Correct. And at the norm, what is it? Once you say that Chulin and Kachem are the same din according to Rava, that there is Tam Kikar, so what are we learning from Zeroa B'Sheila? The answer is we're learning Shishim Umeya. What a standard shear for Bittul HaTam is. What we're not learning is that when that happens not to be there, we don't say Tam Kikar is Mutter, only by Zeroa B'Sheila.
Was that we learned juxtaposition to the Pasuk on Mishras?
Mishras, yes. Yes. Shalom?
When Tosfos reads the line, the Tam Kikar to the Kachim Usser, is he assuming, and also the Kulin, but it's just
yes.
Specifying?
Yes. It's only specifying Kachim because the Pasuk that was quoted opposite it was from Kachim. Okay. So I think that's a like or not like the way Tosfos is reading the Gemara. That's how Tosfos is reading the Gemara. Okay. Now, continue. The way Rashi said Mishras is an asmachta. No, it's a real drasha. Now, without having to drown in the Sugyam Sachem, let's just say the following. I think I may have said this last week. Heter mitzdarif le'isser means that if I have Isser and I mix it together with Heter, and the Isser is not Batel. Let's say I have 55% Isser, 45% Heter. I'm sure this is a Yoredeya discussion somewhere or related, but I've never heard of Heter being Batel and Isser. This may be the example, but so you don't have Bitul Isser. So let's say I have 0.55 Kizayis of Isser and I have 0.45 kezayis of heter. I mix them together. The iser is not batal. I eat this kezayis. They get malchus or not? So that depends upon whether or not. Well, let me do it differently. Let's say I take my 0.45 iser kezayis of heter, and I cut it in half, and I make a sandwich with the iser in the middle, and I put it in my mouth and I eat it. Do I get malchus or not? And the answer is, it depends. If you say heter mitzdarif the isser, the answer is yes, I do get malchus. If you say that heter is not mitzdarif the isser, then I don't get malchus. In heter mitzdarif the isser means anything that I eat in the same bite that I eat the isser, can that combine to make a shear? Okay? Rabbi Akiva darshan from Mishras that heter mitzdarif the isser. The Chacham in Darshan from Mishras, Tam Ki Ikar. Now we know that Rabbi Akiva holds you get Malchus. And therefore, from that, Tosfos says, you see that according to the Chacham who Darshan Mishras for Tam Ki Ikar, that you get Malchus for Tam Ki Ikar. That it's in Issa Dereisa. That's what Tosfos says. Okay, we'll accept that just for the moment. That's step one. So that's one comment Tosfos has. One raya is the Gemara in Pesachim. Is that a compelling raya? Maybe. Let's go on. Okay, so what is Abaye? We're gonna deal with this Gemara in a couple. I don't know how long. Whenever we get out of this, out of Gidon Asha. I know that many of you who've applied for, who are in the Smicha program, have probably encountered this Gemara already, because I know for a while it was the entry Gemara, which I thought was rather cruel, actually. It's somewhat on the difficult side and maybe not always a fair gauge, but okay, no one asked me. And so Abaye says there that you can tell from the fact that Tipas Chalav, if it's not no Saint Tam, it's not Basar B'Chalav, that Tamo Velo Mamasho, that Tam Ki'ikar is generally Midaraisa, Tamo Velo Mamasho. Why? Because the reason why you would say if it's only mid rabbanon, then the reason why, so, but we know that by basar b'chalav tam ki'ikar works, right? That we know for sure, that tam is ki'ikar. So why not learn from basar b'chalav to all other isurim in the Torah? So the answer is because basar b'chalav is a chiddush. What's the chiddush? Whatever the chiddush is. So if that's the case, then why do you assume that by basar b'chalav you need tam? If it's a chiddush, the Torah asked any time you cook milk and meat together, maybe, and even if there is no tam, the reason why you would interpret that there must be tam is because the idea of tam ki'ikar is a global principle, not learned from basar b'chalav. It's a global principle of tam ki'ikar that's used to interpret what the Torah means when it says lo svashel gedi b'chalevimo, that it means tam, like all other isurim. If by all other isurim tam ki'ikar is only derabanan, then how do you know? Why would you learn from that? That basar b'chalav is only when there's tam. There's no notion elsewhere in the Torah that tam defines an iser, that you have basar b'chalav latch onto that. So that's what Abaye said. And Rava said, nah. What does Rava say?
Amalach Rava, derech b'shal asad aser Torah.
So, by the way, there's a different girsa, and different girsa in Gemara. You shouldn't read it that way, because that really... Someone's going to explain to me why this happened in Tosos. It's what I call wishful thinking. What does the Gemara really say? Amar le Rava. I know your Tosos says Lach, but it says Amar le in the Gemara. Amar le Rava derech derech bishul asra Torah. What's Rava's answer? Bishul means, by definition, flavoring. You want to know where they got the idea of tam kikar basar b'chalav from the fact that the Torah didn't say don't mix it. It said, don't cook it. Cooking means transfer of tam. Fine. What's Tosis's kasha? What's Tosis's problem from this Gemara? Stop, don't say one other word. There's a question Tosis is asking. What's the question? What's Tosis's kasha on himself? Why does Tosis quote this Gemara? I'm going to shoot you. I'm going to stop you before you dig deeper. Guys, hello. Why does Tosis, what is Tosis's kasha from this Gemara? Somebody help. I know you don't have a voice, so maybe I'm going to be Malamed Zahus.
Ah, wait, we have Rabba must hold.
No, you see that Rabba holds Tom Kiker's only the Rabbanon. Abaye said, Shmami na tamo velo mamasho. The Raisa, Rava said, nothing doing. Derech bishul asra Torah. It's a cry against what Tosis just said, the Tom Kikers the Raisa. You see that Rava, Abaye holds Tom Kikers the Raisa. By the way, what almost certainly Rashi would say is going on in the Sugya is the Machlokas Abaye and Rava, and our Gemara is the same echo of the Machlokas later. You have to work out Abaye a little bit, but basically, the way Rashi's reading, that it's really just a mirror of that Sugya. So that's Tosis saying, you see that Rava hold Tam Kikar's Daraisa. Now, what is Tosis' answer to the question? Perush.
Perush, l'olam d'rabbanan hazem. L'olam d'rabbanan hazem dichu ba'amal.
I'm sorry, so Perush, l'olam d'rabbanan is the end. So Rava is saying the olam is only d'rabbanan. And the reason why you need tam by basar b'chalav is not because you learn from the global principle of tam k'ikar that must exist, but it doesn't exist, but rather you learn from lo sevash shel, derech bishel. So Tosa says... Abaye said, no, it's not that tam kikar by basar b'chalav is rabbanon. By basar b'chalav, you need tam in order for it to be aser. You don't learn to the rest of the Torah because basar b'chalav is a chiddush. Else when the Torah tam kikar doesn't exist. That's what Rava says. So Rava said it doesn't exist.
So he's learning
basar b'chalav from basar b'chalav. Because it says, lo sevash shel. He's just studying basar b'chalav. Basar b'chalav says, don't cook. That means, tam, you need tam. Because that's what Bishul implies.
That tam by basar b'chalav is midaraisa, but that by another.
Correct, but it doesn't exist anywhere else. You can't learn from basar b'chalav. And basar b'chalav is learned internally. See, if you couldn't learn basar b'chalav internally, but we know that it's daraisa by basar b'chalav, you must be learning from external source. Which must mean that tam kikar globally is daraisa. So Rebbe says, nothing doing Abaye. It's learned from lo sevash shel. So you see that a Rebbe holds a tam kikar is darabanan.
By Shari
Sur. Yari?
Why? I mean, Rava's just giving an alternative pasuk, though. I mean, he's just saying use lo sevash shel.
He's saying lo sevash shel, which is by what? By basar b'chalav, and you can't learn from basar b'chalav to anything else.
But why does, I mean, I guess this is what Tosfos is going to answer, but why does that have to imply that he holds the rabbanon? That just means don't learn it from lo sevash shel, it's not a good matzah.
Ah, so what does Tosfos say? That's what Tosfos says. He says about Rava wasn't coming to say you're wrong, Abaye. He's just saying this is not proof. You said Shema Mina, you can learn from the Mishnah, Tam Lo Masho Balma Daraisa. Rava says that's no proof. I agree with you, but that's not a proof. Now,
what is he going from Mishnah?
Amar Lacha. That's why I tell you Amar Lach is wishful thinking, because Amar Lach is a language, a hypothetical language. When you say Amar Lach Raploni, Raploni's not answering it. Raploni would say the following. So that's why somebody's probably, it's not the exact way you would use it here, but it may be somebody's wishful thinking that contributed to change of the gear set. But that's true to say. Amar Lach, he was saying that's not a raya.
What would he do if he's learning from Rabbanan, from Basar B'chalav, what does he do with Mishnah?
Well, according to Tosas?
According to the interpretation of.
No, according to Tosfos, Rava would say, the MS Rava would say is that you don't learn it from Lo Sevash Shel. You learn it, you might or you might not, but you have a pasuk of Mishras, which teaches you Tam Kikar Darais everywhere else. So Basar B'chalav would be included, but even if you couldn't include it, you could have understood it from Lo Sevash Shel. Why do you need Lo Sevash Shel? Because the Torah has this, because it's not all Tam, it's only when it's Tam through Bishul. Right? I'm pretty sure, although I won't swear to this, that Maliach and Kavush by Basar B'chalav is only the Rabbanon. Even though we say Kavush K'mavushal, it's not really Bishul. For the purposes of transfer time, it is. But to qualify as Basar B'chalav De'oraisa, where it's Asar B'hanon, it's Asar to do the Bishul, I don't think that's considered Bishul. But anyway, so you learn that there has to be, you know, there are other ways of flavor. Well, I mean, there are no other ways of flavor than Kavush. Yeah. That's pure tam. That's unrelated to this. It's just in basar b'chalav, it's maybe a din of official bishul.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm having trouble seeing how everything fits together.
So Tosfos said that really Rava has rejected. Rava here said that tam ki ikar is asar by other kachim and it's asar by chulin. And it's only mutter by Zorah B'Sheila. And that which is learned from Zorah B'Sheila to everything else is Shishim Omeas. And now Tosfos says, I have a problem, though. Because later Rava says that Tam Kikar is the Rabbanan. Why? Because Abaye wanted to prove from the Mishnah that when you cook Basar and Chalav together, it's only Asar if it's no Saint Tam. So Abaye said, you'll see from this, Tam Ovalo Mamasho is Doraisa. Tam Kikar is Doraisa. Right? And Rava said, no, it's not. That's not a Raya. Without going through the details. So the fact that Rava says it's not a Raya shows you Rava doesn't hold that way. So Tosfos says, no. Rava's just saying that what your Raya is not a Raya. I happen to agree with you on the din, but your Raya is not a good Raya. Okay. Next. Here's wading into the Gaon HaYarden, right? The thickets of the Jordan. This is where they really get stuck. Book of Jeremiah. I know you're learning Gemara now, but it's a Tanakh Yom Iyun. It's a mitzvah to learn Tanakh and to know it, okay? So, how does it go? When your miyo can't handle it, right? It's like if you can't handle the heat in the kitchen, get out. So here's where Tosfos gets into real problems. What is the Gemara? What happens? Slow down. For me. What was Tosis' question?
What do you do with Rabbi Yochanan?
Rabbi Yochanan says, Tamo Velo Mamasho is Aser Vein Lokan Alav. Tamo Mamasho, we said that first, is Aser Vein Lokan Alav. So we can conclude Tamo Mamasho is in Issa Daraisa. What Tamo Velo Mamasho? So Tosis accepts the fact. That Asar in Lokan Alav means it's only Asar in the Rabbanan, because if it were Asar in the Raisa, you'd get Malchus. So what's Tosis' answer? Two words. Ainu? Demino. Wow. There are two problems with this. One which has been pointed out and sort of addressed, and one which I don't know has really been addressed. What are the problems with saying that it's Memino? Memino. How do you have Tam? So the answer is there are some Gemaras that talk about Tam, even though they don't really mean Tam. They ultimately mean Shishin, by Nindamina. Okay, or Tam could mean less than a row, because you don't taste it, but that's called Tam. But there is another problem. It's a more linguistic, not literary problem, or terminological problem. Where else has the term Tama or Mamasha or Tam or Mamasha been used? Who besides Rabbi Yochanan uses those terms? As opposed to Ta'am Ki'ikar. It'd be interesting to investigate, by the way. Ta'am Ki'ikar is used here, and it's used in the Sugi Psachim. I don't know about Nazir. It's the third wheel of this, the third leg of this table. Okay? The third leg of this table is Kulin Ta'am Ki'ikar, this Nazir, and this Psachim. Okay, remember, rabbinic tables had three legs, not four. Okay? How do I know that? What's that? That may very well be one of the rites that's used, but there's a more famous matter, sorry. Moshe Rabbeinu, when God said, Moshe Rabbeinu said, if a table of three legs couldn't stand, how is a table of one leg going to stand? Table of three legs? So the truth is, a table of three legs is actually, this came up a number of years ago, and Shir Shalom may be used to there. We concluded a table of three legs is actually less wobbly than a table of four legs. You've got to think about that, but you actually realize that a table of three legs does not wobble. It may break, but it never wobbles. Table four legs will wobble. Yes, Ari.
It's true. The problem is that Abaya also uses Tam Ovelo Mamasho, but that's
correct. Abaya used the term Tam Ovelo Mamasho the exact same way. Tam Mamasho, Tam Ovelo Mamasho. So that sugya and Avodah Zarah, which is Rabbi Yochanan speaking, use the same terms. Now, Tosfos acknowledge that the Gemara later on Kufches Tam Mamasho, Tam Ovelo Mamasho means exactly what we think it means. Why does he have to acknowledge that? Because what's that talking about? Basar and Chalav. There's no way of getting around that. So how do you then turn over the Zohar and say it's Bemino? It's a little strange. That I don't know if anybody, I hadn't noticed, but if anybody asked that question, but it didn't strike me as anybody asking me. That's a very good question, I think. So Tosfos, nonetheless, in trying to explain Rabbi Nutan, Bahainu Bemino, Dimidaraisa. Alright, now you got another problem. So what does Tam Ovelo Mamasho mean then? Less than a majority. So what is Tama Umamasho? Now's the problem.
Tama Umamasho the Kamarahatam the Lokin Gigon Sha Eser Bain Makiro.
What is Tosfos saying here?
You can see it.
Right. So what is the percentage is it? What percentage?
Less than a
rove. Less than a rove. But it doesn't matter, it's Ba'en. That's bizarre. What is Tama Umamasho? Tama Umamasho? You're eating the Isser. So it just means that once it fell in there, just because it fell in, if you can identify it, you pull it out, it's still the same thing.
But then you still have Tama, then all you have is Tama.
No, it's the Isser. You're eating the Chazer.
No, but the thing is, if you removed it, then you don't have the Mamasho anymore.
You take the thing out and you eat it.
Why would you do that?
How do you eat the
Isser? You don't have to take it out literally. It means, I'm eating, I take a forkful. Oh. Hi, Chazer piece. Right? Well, I mean, that's a good one because
no,
that's not Mimino. But let's say, you know, Nevela. Let's say Nevela had a big X on it. Okay? X marks the spot for Nevela, and I say, oh, good Nevela, right? In other words...
No, but that is not... But that's what's so weird about it. If it's Be'en Malkiro...
I understand. And Tosfos doesn't want to say that Tama Umamasho means... He doesn't want to say it means when there's a rova the Isser, because he wouldn't call that Tama Umamasho, that's just the Isser.
Well, why can't you say that Tama Umamasho means
this also just
that...
What?
This is also just the
Isser. Here, at least, you're eating it with the het there, and maybe it was bought up a rova, because you reckon... I mean, it's
no,
just...
But what if, so I don't know why
it's
you
not a Taroves.
Why do you even have to say it's Makiro? Right, if you say it's Makiro, it's not Taroves anymore.
It's strange. Ella, so that's why. Who had then afilu Tama Umamasho... And Tosfos himself says, v'ein lokin alam, chikatani Tama Umamasho asur, v'ein lokin alam... Who hadin?
In
Makir, which means it's a minority. It's a minority. Otherwise, it would be Asa Midaraisa. He's saying that you wouldn't get Malkos if you weren't Makiro.
Right, but in this case, it's a real Tyro. I don't know what Tosa doesn't distinguish.
I understand. So, Ella Milsa Psika Naka, Milsa Psika Naka Becholinyan. So that's one. So it just gave a standard rule. Okay?
Didn't he just define Tamu Masho as Makiro? So how can you say Tamu?
Who I didn't, but I know that's why, that's part of his conundrum. In other words, he's calling it Tamo Umamasho because the Mamashos is still there because you recognize it. But he's saying, but who I didn't ami Tamo Masho, the exact same circumstance without the hecker. That's what he means by that. It's all, it's colloquial.
Then wouldn't that just be the same thing as Tamo Umamasho? Because wasn't that the circumstance for that case?
No, because Tamo Umamasho could be, no, Tamo Umamasho. What you're potter on versus Tama Valoma Masha you're potter on is one case that got ground up and disappeared. The other one, it didn't disappear, but you can't identify it. In other words, it's Omid Vimkomo, you just don't know where it is. Okay.
Could you say Tama Masha Umakiro is simply where he doesn't take out the Fatika, but he just doesn't eat it.
No, that wouldn't make any sense. You wouldn't get Malthus for that. Because you'd only be eating the Heter, and Tom wouldn't be a problem in this case, Midarais. Elamus of the psychonaka pachalani inami.
Inami, naka veloma masho lerabuta dafilu aser, dafilu achi aser.
Okay. Fine. So the other reason I'm saying is giving tama loma masho because that's not the liminal case that you're putter on, right? What's the liminal case that you put there on according to Tosfos? Tama umamasho ve'ein makiro. Tama umamasho lokan love is tama umamasho makiro. Tam below mamasho, why give that case? Say tama umamasho below makiro. So that's what Tosfos says, that that's why he teaches us that. Okay? Now, Tosfos, remember, by the way, is the Rishon who does not distinguish between whether mamasho is kayim or mamasho is gone. Right. This is an issue that's going to come up again in the Mishonim. The Od Yishlomar. Here's a much happier approach. Okay. Now let's talk about this particular answer. And here. This is more a question of what Rabbeinu Tam held rather than the possibilities. Tosfos says here that, no, you know what? It's min b'sheino mina. If you have less than... And what is Tam HaMasha, Tam HaMasha? Whether you have kesayis b'achilas pras or not. Now, is that a chiddush? Of course not. Why is it not a chiddush? Because the Gemara says it. Okay? Now, but what is Tosfos know now that he didn't know before? Don't you say Hadron Kusha L'Duchta? You now agree it's Mimishen Amina. So what was the Kasha? That when you have less than a Kazai Spechtei Achilas Pras, when you have Tama Veloma Masho, what is the din? The Gemara says, Asur, V'ein Lokin Alav. So Hadron Kusha L'Duchta, you said Tam Kikers Daraisa, but you don't get Malkus for it. So, the question is, what has happened to Rabbeinu Tam? Because where's Tosfos going to go with this? How is Tosfos going to say that Tom Kicker's the Raisa, but you don't get Malkus and Tom Kicker? Less than a Kazayas the Aspras. How is Tosfos going to get away with saying that? All right. What's that? What do you explain?
That adrenaline
No, no, Adarav Natsa. Tosis is simply going to say that just because something's Asa Midaraisa doesn't mean you have to get Malchus Halav. Or said in the converse, just because you don't get Malchus or something doesn't prove that it's not Deoraisa. Now, the question is, has Tosis figured that out yet or not? Has Tosis figured that out yet or not? Because Tosos, after saying this without explaining it, then says, "Varav Rabbi Yosef Meir lines, Hayim Mefarish to Afal Gav the Tam Ki Ikadaraisa, Lo Laki Atam." Is what Tosis just said the re Meir lines? The Odye Shlomar, the top 2.5 lines, is that the re? Or is that being said within Rabbeinu Tam? From my reading of Tosis, what would you say? From your reading of Tosis, what would you say, Jonathan? What? It's two different things. I raise that because now you have to explain, without resorting to the Remeir line, what is it that changed in Tosis? How does Tosis understand? Now, I have an answer, although I don't love the way it flows in Tosis. Can anybody... The Remeir line is going to say, it's an Isser Aseh. You don't get Malkus because it just doesn't fit the normal paradigms when you get Malkus. But of course it's Asa Minat Torah. Solves Rabbeinu Tam's problem, the Tam Kikers Daraisa. But, that's not what Rabbeinu Tam said, it seems. And it's not what that answer on top was. Now, before we even explain the answer on top, I want to take a step backwards. The Remeir lines is going to say, and I think you've all read this, that when you have a Kazayas Spechtei Achilas Pras, what is the din? Mutar Aser. Aser, Lokin or Ein Lokin? Lokin Alav. Okay? Now, what about if you have Tam but you don't have a Kazayas Bethei Achilas Pras? What is the din? Aser Vein Lokin Alav. Rabbeinu Tam was not comfortable with that position, obviously. And that appears clear in the dialogue. Therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, when you have a Kazayas Bethei Achilas Pras, what is the din? Mutar Aser. Aser, Lokin or Ein Lokin? And according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you have less than a Kazayas Bechtei Cheles Pras, what's the din? Aser and Lokin Alav. Okay? Now, that would seem to be Rabbeinu Tam's position. Now, let's read first the Remeir lines, okay? Because we're going to have to try to find three distinct positions here, and it may not be easy. Okay, but Rabbeinu Tam until now, as far as we can tell, until those top 2.5 lines held, Tam Kikers Daraisa, as long as you can taste it, even if there's less than a Kazayas Bechtei Achilas Pras, Aser V'Lokin Alav. Okay, now, what does the Remeir line say? Yeah, it's a mitzvah not to cook in the kelim and eat the food. It's a mitzvah to do hagala before you eat the food. It's not that there's a lav. There's no lav there. Hagalas kelim is a mitzvah saseh. And therefore, since it's only nisar saseh and it's not dumi the lav de chasima, therefore, ain't lokin alav. Kashering kelim. Now, here's a question. So, what, according to the Remeir lines, what is the din? What is the din when you have Kazayas Bechtei Achilas Pras? Aser V'Lokin Alav. And when you don't have a Kazayas Bechtei Achilas Pras? So, let me ask you a question. According to the Remeir lines, why, if Tam Ki'ikar, is Tam Ki'ikar Daraisa Darabanan? It's the Raisa, but it's a lav shame. It's a lav shame omalkus, if we can call it that, right? It's an Isser shame omalkus. So why are you looking on a Kazayas Bechtei Achilas Pras? Because that's not Tam Ki Ikar. That's eating mamasha. Now, how much do you have to eat according to the Remeir lines in order to be chayiv malkus? So the first way you have to answer that question based upon what he says in Tosfos is, he doesn't say. How could we envision, what positions could we envision here? We could envision a position that says two possibilities. You have to eat a kezias, or you have to eat a pras. Now, what I take for a given, whichever position you adopt, whichever biari.
Why would you say kezias?
So you want to know why would you be chayav for eating only a kezias?
No, I'm saying why wouldn't you say that he holds that you're chayav and there's matzahs at the point at which you eat the kezias if there's a pras.
So that means when you have a taroves, you can't identify this, so you have to eat a pras. Okay, but if you ate only a kezias total of the mixture, what would it then be, you're saying? Malchus or no malchus?
No malchus. I mean, isn't that what
why?
That was what we just said. That was, he's building.
No. His distinction of kezias b'chayas pras versus not kezias b'chayas pras is not what you eat. It's what proportion there is in the mixture. If you don't have a kezias b'tolch kedei achilas pras of the mixture, you obviously cannot eat a kezias in mixture b'tolch kedei achilas pras. But it's more than that. You don't have mamash shalisser anymore. All you have is tam o shalisser at that point. And therefore, you never get malchus on tam kikra. Even when you see that you, Superman, could stuff more than that in your mouth, it doesn't matter. It's batel. It's just that there's a different in tam kikra, which you don't get malchus for. Not eating a kezias of mamashus to the Yisr. So you're now saying, if I hear you correctly, that really, according to the Ri, once you have kezias betoch deachilas pras in the mixture, you still have to eat a kezias of the Yisr. And if you didn't, what would it then be? You'd be passed from Malchus. Why? It's only a chatzi shir. Is there another way of seeing it? Is it possible to explain that mamashus shalisr is kayim, but your chayiv, even if you only eat a kezias? You could say that. In fact, that appears to be Rabbeinu Chaim that the Beis Yosef quoted. On what basis do you say that, though? If you're going to distinguish between Tam Ke'ikar and Mamosho, why can you distinguish between the two? So I gave you the key earlier today in Shir. I gave you the key to open door number one. And what is that? On what basis could you eat only if you have a mixture in which there's a kezias b'toch de'achilas pras? And because you have a certain proportion of Isser at this point, there's no Bittel anymore. They're both extant. The Mamashu Shel Isser is Kayam. Now I want to know, on what grounds do you get Malchus if you eat only a Kezias total, which means you're eating approximately 1/6 of a Kezias of Isser and 5/6 of Heter, why would you get Malchus? Heter Mitzdarif Li Isser. That's the grounds on which you would get it. Now, so this is certainly Rabbeinu Chaim's position is quoted by Tosos, and the question of what the Rimeir lines, as quoted by the Beis Yosef, what the Rimeir lines holds here is not entirely clear. It will depend on what he would say the din is, but he clearly says, when you have less than kezias b'teachilas pras of the taroves, that's called tam ovela mamasho, and when you only have tam and you don't have mamash, you can't get malchus because tam kikr is only in Isra Aseh. Once you have a mashal shel iser, so he doesn't say what would it then be if you ate a kezias of the taroves versus you ate a pras of the taroves, in which case you ate a kezias of the iser. For sure on the latter you get malchus. The question is, would he even say it on the former? Okay. Now, what is Rabbeinu Tam's original position that we said? The Rabbeinu Tam in the beginning of Tosfos, what does Rabbeinu Tam assume? What's the din if you have less than a kezias b'toch de'achilas pras of this taroves? He holds aser v'loken alav. Rabbeinu Tam holds that way. Doesn't matter what the proportion is, as long as you can taste it. What is Rabbeinu Tam's position? It has nothing to do, obviously. So Rabbeinu, you have multiple choices, avenues, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam can hold very simply what? Tam ki'ikar is an iser in which you get malchus, period. It doesn't matter whether you... For Rabbeinu Tam, let me say it this way. For Rabbeinu Tam, when you have a kezias b'chayachilas pras, b'toch kedeachilas pras, do you need to eat a pras in order to get malchus? How do you know that?
Because even if it's less than
a kezias b'chayachilas pras, in which case you're not eating a kezias of the iser, even if you ate a pras, and that's all you can eat, betocha de'achlis pras normally. So Rabbeinu Tam says you still get malka. So clearly Rabbeinu Tam must be holding what? Tam ikar is the oraisa, but how much? But no, but it's more than that. Not only does he hold tam ikar, what else does he hold? You have to hold heter mitzdarif leiser. You have to hold heter mitzdarif leiser. Now, let's talk about. Am I clear? Is that should be, I think, pretty clear, Ari?
But then, how would he be reading? Is he just saying there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rava? Is that the Tosos was trying to go out of their way to prove, Rava lo pali na Rabbi Yochanan?
No, he still wants to say Rava doesn't argue Rabbi Yochanan.
But then, how are you reading Rabbi Yochanan? Who says Tamo v'lo
mamasher? Oser, who? Rabbi Nutam?
Yeah, Ein Lokan.
By Min Bimino. That was the Teretz Tosos originally gave. Hainu Bimina, that was the first Teretz for Rabbeinu Tam. So now we got to figure out the Odei Shlomar. That's the nasty part of this. The Odei Shlomar. What is this? The Hasam Ayim Shlomimil, yeah. The Hechadika Kazayas Bitechidas Pras, Kare Le Tamo Mamosho. The Hechadika Kazayas Bitechidas Pras, Kare Le Tamo Vala Mamosho. So what could you construct for Rabbeinu Tam here? What are you going to say? How is Rabbeinu Tam going to hold? So Rabbeinu Tam's got to hold that it's an Issa D'Oraisa in both cases, right? Because that's the whole point of Tam Hikar. He also has to explain, why don't you get Malkus in the first case? I want to throw a curveball at you. You guys, figure it out now. Okay. Based on what I've said, what we've said, how could you envision a Rabbeinu Tam who says it's Issa D'Oraisa, and he holds the Tam Ki Ikar is in fact the Oraisa, and you do get Malkus on it, but you don't get Malkus when it's less than the size of the Echidas Pras. Yes, Ari? Correct. And therefore Rabbi Yitam would have to say that why don't you get Malkus when it's less than the Kazayas B'toch the Echidas Pras? Because it's a Chatzi Shir. So in which case Rabbeinu Tam turns out in some ways to be more makil than the Ri. In other words, Tam Ki'ikar is Asa Midaraisa. But what Tam Ki'ikar means is that when you can still taste the Isser, it's like it's still there. It's not Mamish still there, but it's like it's still there. And therefore it's Asa Midaraisa, and you get Malkus if you eat enough of it. It just happens to be that when you have Kezayas B'tochet Achilas Pras, there's not enough of it there. Now why does the Rava call one? If the whole issue in both cases is because of Tam Keikar, and it's only an issue of Chatzishir, why does Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbeinu Tam, call one of them Tam of Lamasha and one of them Tam of Lamamasha? I think the answer is Pasha. It's called Tam of Lamamasha because there's no way to get enough of it together to violate an Issamalkus. You can only have a Chatzishir the issue. You can't have a Shir Gomer. You can't have a Shir Shalin. That's why it's called Tam of Lamamasha, whereas the other way it's called Tam of Lamamasha. I think that's the only way to explain this top 2.5 lines in Tosfos, because it's clearly not the Rimeir lines, and it's not Rabbeinu Tam number one. I think that's the, in other words, he has now admitted, Rabbeinu Tam on top here has admitted that Tam Ki'ikar, that the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Yochanan is talking about Mim B'Shein Amino, in which case, Hadron Koshila Duchta, Tam of Olam Amasho, Osar Ein Lokanav. Why Ein Lokanav? Not Ein Lokanav love because Tam Ki'ikar is only the Rabbanan, Ein Lokanav because it's a Chatzi Shir. I think that's what Tosfos means. It would have been nice if you just could have given us three more words, but I think that's what Tosfos means. Josh?
No.
Heter mitzdarif leiser is what we've called until now heter nepach leos iser. It's another way sort of saying that. In other words, it's I have a tarovis, some it's asur, some it's mutter. So the way we said, we said that when according to the Rimeir lines, when you have a kezayis betochet achilas pras, there's no bittel on the iser. That's very nice, but how much do you have to eat? So we suggested that it could be, even if you just eat a kezayis, you're high, even though you know some of that was heter, because the heter along with some of the iser is mitzdarif, and you get malchus for that. That's another way of saying the heter's nepach leis iser.
The only reason I'm saying is because we assume that when it's you get malchus, that's because it's also matiro.
No. That was only by Mimbimino. That was when Rabbi Tom's first Teretz, when you went in the Mimbimino, so you got to explain what's the case of Lokan Alav. If it's not a robe of the Isser, what's the case? How do you come up with Malkus by Mimbimino when the robe is Heter? And the answer is, because Makiro, which sort of like pulls, like, that's what you're telling us? That you know the Isser? Fine. So that, I think, are really the sort of three positions within Tosfos. Right? Now, the rest of it is sort of, you know, it's sort of like, he doesn't say the Talmud, he tells him, and the rest of it is, you know, the rest of it is Peir Zil Gemar, right? So the rest of it is, there are some details that are a little confusing, but basically that's what emerges at this stage in Tosfos. Four positions, in effect, within Tam Ki'ikar. Rashi holds that Tam Ki'ikar is the Rabbanon. The reason why, and you have to remember, you have to tie this, again, this is where my peculiarities and my particular, you know, the bee in my bonnet is not letting the shitas detach from the Gemara. The Gemara here is Avodah Zarah, Tam Ovala Mamasho Aser Vein Lokano. Rashi says, Durabanan Kipshuto. Rabbeinu Tam's first approach would say that Tam Ovala Mamasho, that Tam Kikar is always the Raisa, and you get Malkus for it, and you get Malkus whether there's Kazayas Petoch Hedech Espras or there's not Kazayas Petoch Hedech Espras. You're getting Malkus because Tam Ki'ikar is an Isser Doraisa, and the assumption must be that the Heter is Mitzdarif Le'Isser. Okay? The second approach within Rabbeinu Tam is to say, and you have to explain that Gemara Avodah Zarah away by saying it's Mimimino and give a very dachuk explanation. The second approach in Rabbeinu Tam, which is to take that Gemara Avodah Zarah Kipshuto, is to say that Tam of Aloma Masha really does mean less than a Kazayis B'toch Techidas Pras. It's Asr Midaraisa, but you don't get Malkus because there's no Heter Mitzdarif the Isser and you only have the Chatzi Shir. In other words, Tam Kikar says that when you can taste the Isser, in effect, there's no Bittel, it's still there, and you're eating the Isser, but you don't eat enough of it to get Malkus. And you don't say Heter Mitzdarif the Isser. When you have a Kazayis B'toch Techidas Pras, then Rabbeinu Tam would say you have to eat a Pras, I mean, you have to eat a Kazayis of the Isser in order to get the Malkus. And then the Rimeir line says, no, we don't have to come down to that at all. We can say that there are two different things going on here. That when you have less than a kazayas b'techilas pras, that's tam kikar, it's asam midaraisa, but it's only in isarase because it's learned from Giyu Lake by Midyan, and therefore it's aser b'nein lokan alav. When you have kazayas b'techilas pras, then lokan alav. Why? So there are two possibilities here, but one thing you have to say for sure, you have to say that mamasho is kayim. Once mamasho is kayim, and that's because there's no bittel anymore. When you have a certain proportion of the physical substance there and you can taste it, it means it's mamash there, there's no bittel. You have Isser and Heter just mixed together, but there's no bittel. So either you say that Heter's not mitzdaif l'Isser, so you have to eat a pras in order to get a kazayis to get malchus, or you say that Heter is mitzdaif l'Isser, and therefore, according to the real lines, even if you eat a kazayis of the taroves, since the mamasho is kayim, you're eating some of the Isser plus some of the Heter, which is mitzdaif l'Isser, and you get malchus. That we can't tell for sure. Okay. Who, by the way, adopts? There is a fifth position in the Rishonim. Okay, and the Yoredei guys know that. What is the Rambam's position? Well, forget that's a detail issue. But what is the Rambam's general sheet on Tam Kikar? He holds very much like which of these four? Which, fundamentally speaking, which of these? The way we explain what according to Rashi, when is it no longer Tam Kikar? When is it Ikar? How much according to Rashi and Chulin? According to Rashi and Pulin, when do you reach the stage when it's not Tam Kikar anymore? When is it Ikar Natam? What? No. Rashi, Midoraisa. When do you reach Roch? 50%. Mechta, Visser. So then Rashi says that's called Mamish. You know, that's the Isser itself. Less than that, Tam Kikar. Which of these, Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, one Rabbeinu Tam, two the Rima lines, who was the Rama most delight for the Yoredei people? I'll go back and I'm going to go back to your pachinas. Got to look more carefully. Whose position is the Rambam like? He's like the Rimeir lines explained one way. In one sense. In other words, the Rambam says, what is the Rambam Shita? The Rambam holds that Tam Kikar is the Raisa, the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan. Tam Kikar is the Rabbanan. The Rambam says, Kizayis betocha de'achilas pras, Yechayiv if, you eat an entire pras. The Rambam therefore must hold what? That when you have a kazayis betoch kedeachilas pras, the bittul doesn't work anymore. Mamasho is still kayim. But he holds that Heter's not Mitzdarif Lisser, that that's a unique din in Mishras. And therefore, until you eat a pras, until you eat a Kazayas of Isser, it's Usser, but ain't Lokan Alav because it's a Chatzi Shir. The Rambam in that sense is very much like the Rimir Alliance, because the Rimir Alliance believes that less than a Kazayas Betoch, the Kazayas Betoch Techilas Pras, it's called Tamo Veloma Mosho. He differs with the Rambam because he holds it's an Isser Aser Daraisa, the Rambam holds it's only Aser Rabbanon. Once you get to Kazayas Betoch Techilas Pras, then both the Rimir Alliance and the Rambam hold now all of a sudden you have Ma Mosho Shel Isser. In other words, Bittel doesn't work anymore. And now the only question is, do you say Heta Mitzdarif Lisser? The Rambam clearly holds you don't say Heta Mitzdarif Lisser, and therefore you must eat enough of the Tarovis to get a Kazayas with Isser, and the Miriam Alliance doesn't say, so we just don't know. He could mamish agree with the Rambam, or not. Okay, I hope you appreciate that pun. You should know, by the way, that those two words, I said that only a little bit, I said mamish. We've been talking about mamash all the time. You should know, by the way, that in Mishnaic Hebrew, the word mamash is the way we use here, tamo mamasho. It means substance. The yeshivish expression, mamish, actually is used in the Gemara. It is in Aramaic. It's sort of Aramaic you can find in the Gemara, but it's a much later term. It may even be a term of the Stam, when you say something mamish. When you say mamish, which means literally. Okay, but mamasho here, tamo mamasho, means substance. Yeshbo mamish, einbo mamish, right? That means it has substance, it doesn't have substance.
Doesn't the second one come from the other?
It may be, they're semantically related, but I'm just telling you in terms of usage, when you see the word in the Mishnah, in early Amorim, it means, mamash means one thing. Later on, it comes to take on another meaning, okay? And because I used them two in the same sentence, because I thought I was being funny, but I'm not quitting my day job, so that's why I thought I'd point it out. Okay. Now, let's continue in Tosfos. Now it's sort of a side discussion. What is this business? What is the Nekud Samachlokas? Okay. Fine. All right. You're lucky we're at a good breaking point. You wait all week for this. You've been waiting months now.
Okay.
Fine. So I tomorrow, try to get through the Dvar. We'd like to finish Tosfos and the Ritva tomorrow. But at this point, I think that's really sort of the crux of the issue. These, I'll call them five shitos, potentially. Rashi here, because Rashi in Avodah Zarah sounds very much like Rashi and Avodah Zarah is explaining Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rashi, there's a machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. They both hold that Tam Ke'ikar is the Rabbanan, but there's a machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is what happens when you have a Kazayas B'toch Techilas Pras. Rashi would say Rabbi Yochanan holds that that's Mamosha, that's not Batel anymore, and therefore it's not a question of Tam Ke'ikar, it's a question of Mamashal Isser. Whereas Rav holds that as long as you don't have a Rov, it's called Tam Ke'ikar. Okay? But Rashi here in Rava, and Rabbeinu Tam 1, Rabbeinu Tam 2, and the Rimer lines on the Rambam are sort of the five shitas in Tam Ke'ikar. Okay. All right.
Avigo.